Salary sacrifice scheme for pensions are also popular, although the duty benefit here is in the form of Class 1 National Insurance Contribution Savings. This is because tax relief, the more popular duty, shall we say, is normally due on employee pension contributions. But no relief can be obtained by employees against their Class 1 National Insurance Contribution deductions. AAT members working in payroll will understand that they have to work with two figures of gross pay. Firstly, the actual gross pay on which Class 1 NIC calculations are made. And then secondly, the gross pay for PAYE tax deductions, which is net of any qualifying employee pension contributions. The Class 1 National Insurance Contribution Savings are achieved by the employee sacrificing salary in return for the employer paying an employer pension contribution into the pension scheme. The employee may only save 1% unless the salary sacrifice is below the upper earnings limit, which is currently £43,875 per annum. Employees will save 11% Class 1 NICs if sacrificed earnings are below that upper earnings limit. In my experience, most employers will pass on at least part of the 12.8% secondary Class 1 employers' NIC savings. In the not-too-distant future, 6th of April 2011 to be precise, the 12.8% will rise to 13.8% and the employees' NIC contributions will rise to 12% and to 2% over the upper earnings limit, so that these savings will be even more. I would also add my personal view that perhaps the biggest advantage I saw from my previous pension salary sacrifice was that I locked away more funds for what I hope will be a long and happy retirement. Other popular non-cash benefits provided through a salary sacrifice include bicycles, bus passes, free or subsidised meals, and, to a lesser extent, car parking at or near the place of work, all taking advantage of income tax exemptions. I shall now consider some of these that have come under the revenue spotlight.